Welcome everyone to the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, Rodney Fisher. I'll be joined by my co-host, Royce Fisher, here in just a second. I want to welcome everyone to our program on this Tuesday, August 28th, as we get ready to talk about all the sports talk. Of course, this sports talk from a fan's perspective, so we need your participation as well. Follow us online at rfsportsradio.com or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/rfsportsradio. Give us a call, 323-927-2906. That's 323-927-2906. Without further ado, let me bring up my co-host. So we're going to talk about everything from Ben Jones to Dez Bryant to the NFL to college football and even a little Madden 13 talk as well, too. So without further ado, let me go ahead and get my introduction together and bring on the star of our show, the one and only, the true sports talk, RF, as you like to say, Mr. Royce Fisher. How are you tonight, sir?
Well, hello, Rodney. Thank you for that bold introduction. I really do appreciate that. You didn't have to go that far.
Is the introduction okay? Are you okay with that?
Well, you know, every week you get better and better. So it really wasn't bad.
Okay, well, good. There you go. Well, no problem. No doubt we have a good show, of course, planned. We've got a lot still to talk about. I want to start out with a story that I don't know how familiar you are with it. I don't know if this is really your generation per se, but today's a big day. Madden came out today. Madden 13.
And you know who's on the cover.
Well, I know who's on the cover. Of course, Megatron's on the cover, and hopefully Megatron won't fall victim to the Madden curse, although the curse has kind of dwindled in the last couple of years. But again, the Madden curse is, We'll definitely wear its head if it needs to. Of course, we remember some of the other past recipients of the cover. They didn't have that good of a season. So,
but were you surprised that he made the cover of Madden 13?
No, not at all, man. Not at all. He deserved it. I mean, if anybody deserved, I think his impact on the NFL, I can see exactly why they picked him to be on the cover.
Well, I could have thought of two or three guys that I thought could possibly have been on that other than him. But I'm satisfied. I like Megatron. Great guy, great receiver. Matter of fact, I saw a story about him today that I thought was really good. You know, he could have played baseball or football. He chose football. And he turned out to be his better sport. So, yeah, you know, I'm not a real big gamer. I know you are. A lot of fans out there are. But I'm anxious to see what's different about 13 than 12.
Well, let me tell you what's different. I'm glad you asked that question. Let me tell you what's different. First of all, it's different because they have this thing they got called the Infinity Engine. And what that means is that players are going to react to what happens around them instead of just going through the motions of an animation kind of. So, for instance, if a player runs through a pile, instead of him running right through the pile, he actually his legs would get tripped up on the pile. If you hit a guy head-on, then, you know, you're going to have a head-on collision. And then if you hit him on the side, he'll fall to that side. So it's more of a realistic kind of function of the player versus the player being more robotic or animated. Now he kind of feels like he's really in a football game.
Listen, my first game, first football game, was a little metal football field with the little guys that had the magnets on the bottom and it vibrated. You had no control over which way they went.
that
was my first football game. Now it's totally different.
This is totally different. So
it's none of that vibrating these guys.
No.
Instinct, so totally different, huh?
It's totally different. They've also changed the dynasty modes where it can actually include some of the players that you make and everything as well, too. Then, of course, you also get see the announcers now. It is a much better game. I mean, you know, every year Madden gets better and better, but this game, this year is really a lot better. So I'm looking forward to playing. I haven't played this yet, so anyone out there that's playing, give us a call, 323-927-2906, and let us know how does Madden 13 Infinity Engine really works. I mean, is it better or what?
It's actually out.
Yeah, it's out. It came out midnight last night. Well, I guess midnight this morning, however you want to look at it. And today's a big day. Today's Madden Day.
Oh, okay. So I'm still waiting on the NBA game with the Dream Team with Michael Jordan. I'm waiting on that one.
Yeah, I know you're looking forward to that. But so far, it's getting great reviews. And if you want to find me online, I'm easy to find. I'm the Boss Cross 20. You can play me online anytime, especially when it comes to Madden. And maybe get a little wagey going as well, too. Let's jump into some sports topics. Let's go ahead and jump into the NFL real quick and talk about a little story that broke out locally for us. And Dez Bryant, of course, as you know, is not going to have an entourage of security personnel, some type of three-man rotation to kind of make sure he stays out of trouble. Now, we've seen Dez around town. Of course, we've had a chance to see him right here in our local community here in DeSoto, of course, in Dallas as well, too. My one question about this, Royce, what is your reaction to hearing about him having this entourage and having these strict rules, these curfews? What was your reaction to hearing it initially?
Well, I'm not surprised. Jerry finally figured out that he's got a lot of money riding on Dez Bryant. And let me first say this. You shouldn't have to put escort on a grown man. But we know how these guys are. We know how these athletes are. And to keep Dez in line, I guess that's the best thing for him to do. I understand he has a midnight curfew, no alcohol, no strip clubs. He can go to nightclubs. He had to go to counseling twice a week. But that's Jerry's investment, and I think Jerry's trying to protect his investment. My understanding is Dez Bryant's going to pay for it, right?
Yeah, he's got to pay for it because
I don't think Jerry can do that.
No, the team pays for it to be some type of salary cap or some type of violation if that happens. So he's got to pay for it.
But I'm not surprised. Jerry did the same thing with Pac-Man. Of course, now he turned around and fought his security guy. He did it with Tank Johnson. So I'm really not surprised. But it's a shame that in this day and age that a grown man has to be as a security team to watch him 24 hours a day. I mean, that to me doesn't say a lot about Dez Bryant.
What do you think about the whole thing? They're saying now that he wanted these guidelines.
I think he had nothing to do with this. Something Jerry came up. Well, he did the same thing to Pac-Man. Remember, he had a security detail.
Yeah, security. We saw that turn out.
They ended up fighting each other. I hope we don't have the same thing with Dez Bryant. But I don't think I could be part of the security team to watch Dez Bryant. He's kind of a hot hit. Great player, great skills, could be a really big influence in football. Big, you know, he could be something big in football. But I don't know. I'm like this, man. You know, he's a grown man. He went through college. He went through his youth and all that. You know, you had a chance to play professional football. And you know how many people get a chance to play professional football. They even get chosen to play professional football. You make the team, but you're still acting like you're in high school.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the bad thing about it. You're a grown man. And I don't know if what's going to happen with the deal with his mother. We still don't know the outcome of that. But Jerry is protecting his investment. I don't blame him. I think he gave him $8 million signing bonus, so he's already in for $8 million. He makes $1 million, $1.2 million a year, something like that. But that's an investment. That's an investment.
Well, David Wells, who he was a former Bears bondsman here in Dallas. He also assisted with several ex-Cowboys and their situations. Of course, we know about those. And he was the guy that had headed up that paid security detail for Pac-Man in 2008. He came out today on the interview on the local station here saying that basically Jerry Jones has been a great support, but this is something they sat down and decided to come up with themselves. Of course, him being in working with Dez Bryant, of course, and his attorney, Royce West, a couple of ministers, and they all put this plan together and then gave it to Jerry Jones for him to approve. You know, so to me, you can look at that several different ways. If they felt like they had to come up with a plan, get it to Jerry Jones to get his approval, maybe Jerry was ready to get rid of the guy. You know, maybe Jerry was at the point where, like, you know what, I'm not going to put up with this. It didn't work well with Pac-Man. He's not really giving me – he hasn't given me a full season since he's been here. And we're not going to go in this direction on this ball club. Maybe Jerry was ready to cut bait with this guy, and they finally decided, you know what, let's come up with a plan, let's be proactive and get in front of Jerry as quick as possible. That's what that says to me.
Well, Ronnie, let me ask you a question. You're a Cowboy fan, right? What is it about the Dallas Cowboys? And I'm going to start with the book, North Dallas 40. You ever read that book?
You know, I've seen the movie.
Right. Talking about the Cowboys and back in the 70s. And then, you know, you got Thomas Henderson, you got Dwayne Thomas, you got the Michael Irvin, you got the Pac-Man. What is it, and you know, Castillo, you know, what is it about Dallas and that these guys act like this or come back? Is it the city? Is it playing for the Cowboys? I mean, what is it that Dallas has always had this trouble with players?
It's the city. It's just the city of Dallas, the way Dallas is. I mean, when you're a Cowboy, you can do anything you want to. You know that.
So you see the guys out. So it's a Wild West mentality about being in Texas.
Absolutely.
You know, to shoot them up, the raunchy, the bar fights. So that's what you're saying is Dallas spirit.
It's all about being a Dallas Cowboy and being in Dallas. I mean, there's no other reason. There's no other explanation. I mean, it happens to all the star players here. You know, if you go out in Dallas and you're a young man in Dallas, you're talented, you're one of the star Cowboys, you're going to get into trouble.
And we saw that with Tony Dorsett, you know, when he first came to Dallas, you know, and the guy that had the accident, what was his name? He just recently got released from jail.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, what is it? Is it the city? Is it the playing for the Cowboys? I mean, we don't see a whole lot of that. I mean, we even see it with the Rangers. You know,
well, you
got to
understand it doesn't affect everyone, but it just seems like the it's just magnified when it happens to someone that plays for a team here locally, because the way the media magnifies everything. The media came out with these details of the security detail before even the Cowboys knew what the details were. You know,
well, I don't think it's the media, because everything I stated actually happened. So I'm not. It's not like the media is making this stuff up.
But
you
they're
know,
making a big deal out of it, though. They're the ones that put it out there for not just here, us locally to see, but for the world to see.
Yeah. But Dez Bryant put himself in that position. His antics put him in the media limelight.
But with that said, you know, my opinion, when I heard about this, man, I just, you know, enough is enough. You know. How good does the guy have to be where you have to get him a security detail and give him a chance and make sure he works with these different people and not go to strip clubs? I mean, the guy's 23 years old. He's a great talent. He hasn't given us one full season of play. We know he didn't know the playbook the first 2 years. We know he took plays off because he was out of shape the first 2 years. And yet we're still going to bank on the fact of what if. What if he gets his act together? What if he's able to put it all together finally? What if he doesn't get tired? What if he learns a playbook? What if he plays a full season? It's about time to cut bait with this guy. I mean, I'm at the point right now as a Cowboy fan, as an avid Cowboy fan, of, you know what, we'll move on. We'll do something different. You know, the way I've seen some of these younger guys play, Dwayne Harris and Ogletree, where these other guys have stepped up and played. You know, it's time to move on. It's really time to move on. If you had to babysit a 23-year-old man like a kid, it's not worth it. It's simply not worth it. And think about it. Everywhere he goes now, they're going to see him putting a drink up to his lips, going to see him lighting up something, and it's going to be all over the Internet. Someone's going to take a picture, send a tweet out, or talk about Dez being here, Dez being there. He can't go. Now, anywhere he goes, he's going to be a target.
You're right. He can't go anywhere, any place without being recognized, without somebody, you know, with the days of everybody has a camera phone, you know, taking a picture. Like you said, if he's taking a drink, you know, and you're absolutely right. The guy has yet to play a whole full season. You know, how could you put up with such antics? And if I was Jerry, you're absolutely right. I'd cut ties with him because nobody's bigger than the team. And when he becomes a distraction to the team, that's a problem. And you're right, there are some young guys that just as talented as he is. I've seen him make some great plays, but he's just, to me, an average receiver. You know, he has a lot of potential, but I hadn't yet seen his potential. I hadn't seen it yet. You know, he hadn't played a whole season. I've seen glimmer of good plays, of great catches, but, you know, he turns around and does something stupid, you know. So I'm like you. I cut ties with it.
I'm just fed up with it. I'm just fed up. We've seen this happen time and time again. You know, even guys like, you know, you take Michael Irvin, for instance, okay? Michael Irvin got into some of the worst trouble any Cowboy player's ever gotten into, especially in terms of a wide receiver, right?
Right.
Michael Irvin didn't have a security detail.
Right.
You know, you look at some of the guys you named from, you know, from all those days, the White House days, and even before
right.
then, those guys didn't have a security detail.
No,
you know, so what makes this guy so special? You got to have a security detail. What made Pac-Man so special to have a security detail? And we knew what Pac-Man was going to bring to the table. He's not even playing in the NFL
right
now. Right.
And Jerry got exactly what he asked for. Because when you go out and get guys like that, they don't change overnight. You know, they're still the same guy. They're not any different. I think you need to do a better evaluation of these guys because we knew Dez Bryant had baggage before he came here.
Right, right.
You know,
it's just a bad situation, you know.
Right.
I just don't want to see even a young man at 23 now not able to do anything, having to live as a prisoner in his own city. I mean, he plays football for the Dallas Cowboys. Not just play football, but he's one of the stars on the offense. He can't go anywhere now. He can't do anything. He can't even live like a 23-year-old because he's got to watch himself everywhere he goes. And this is not the way it should be anyway, not for anybody.
Right. So, I mean, really, maybe in the long run it'll pay off. But, you know, you're taking a chance. And like I said, Jerry, for him to go out and do this and for him to agree to this, something must have been coming down the pipe because you don't see this. How many other Cowboys have this same arrangement? I don't think of anybody else. And my understanding is Jay Novacek is supposed to be his mentor. So we'll see how that goes. He's a great guy. And he didn't have any off-the-field antics. So we'll see how that goes. As a father and a man, I hope he does work it out. But as a fan, like you, a fan of the game, I'm really kind of tired of it.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. And just on a personal note, you know, when the story broke out before the weekend, you know, you had a chance to kind of have somewhat of a run-in with him at the barbershop. You didn't see a security detail with him at the time.
Well, he just happened to come by, and somebody mentioned he was outside. I didn't really see who I was in the car. He dropped off a nephew or somebody at the barbershop, and I don't know who it was, but everybody wanted to see him. Like you say, he's a recognizable guy now. Everybody knows his face. Everybody knows who he is. So you're absolutely right. He's not going to be able to do a whole lot in the city of Dallas without being noticed.
No,
so,
it's impossible.
And, you know, people would love to get his picture out on Twitter, TMZ, you know. So he really has a target on his back.
Well, I want to tell all the sports fans that are listening, you know, since we are a fan-related type company, you know, we put the fan first. I want to challenge everyone out there in Dallas that's listening. We're going to do Spot Dez Bryant, okay? So if you spot Dez Bryant, kind of like a Where's Waldo type thing.
Okay.
Spot Dez Bryant, take a picture, send it to us, and we'll post on the website.
And you know what, Ronnie? He's getting escorted to and from practice.
I know, it's ridiculous.
I mean, it's just like you and I going to work. Do you need a chaperone to take you to work and home? That's your job.
That's your
you
job,
have,
right? That's the one place you should get escorted come
right,
from.
Right, you shouldn't be escorted to and from work.
No,
yeah.
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. So we're going to do a Spot Dez or Where's Dez. We'll give you guys an update every week on Where's Dez Bryant. When we find him, we'll take a picture, we'll send it in and post on the website. Again, if you find Dez Bryant, take a picture of him, send it to us, rfsportsradio@gmail.com or go to our website and upload the picture so we can keep a track of this. So we can kind of keep him out of trouble a little bit. See if we can help the cause. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about Ben Shum. We'll get some more NFL stuff and also preview college football. Getting ready to kick off here shortly. You tuned in to Sports Talk from a Fan's Perspective, RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest-growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
This matter on advice counsel do not make any statements at this time. Did a family disagreement occur? Yes. Did Des Bryant commit family violence against his mother? No. We're here today to show that they do love and support each other, just as they did before this incident a week ago. But like all families, the Bryants have disagreements. Mr. Bryant and his family understand the serious nature, as we all do, of family violence. They believe that when all of the facts are reviewed, Mr. Bryant will be cleared of any allegations of family violence. Angela Bryant does not want charges filed against her son. Des and his mother believes the family does in fact matter, and that they can work together through counseling to deal with family issues.
Welcome back to RF Sports Radio Show. As you guys just heard a little bit of Lawrence West talking about Des Bryant right after the incident with his mom, the domestic dispute. We bring back on the program Mr. Royce, Richard Royce. Welcome back. After talking about Des and his trouble, of course, we got into a little bit about Madden 13 and the excitement around the globe for Madden 13 to come out. Let's talk about another football player, but this player, you know, is not in the league right now. Vince Young was cut from the Buffalo Bills this weekend. So now Twitter thanking the fans, of course, for his time in Buffalo. I wrote an article about this morning because it really puzzles me about him not being in the NFL. I mean, the guy is 29. He's under 30. He's 31-19 as a starter. He's got a winning record. He's been to the playoffs. His rookie year, he was the co-offensive rookie of the year. He's been to a Pro Bowl. He's won comeback player of the year. How's a guy like this, who single-handedly won their Rose Bowl, beating USC, has all this talent, has skins on the wall in the NFL, how is he not able to make an NFL team, especially in Buffalo?
And as a backup, that's the thing that I have a Vince Young shirt with him kissing the trophy from the championship game that I don't think I can wear anymore, Rodney, simply because of that. But, I was shocked when I heard the news. I thought Vince was on a comeback year. You know, he was with Philadelphia last year. Why he didn't stay there, I don't know. He'd been at a better place. But I was shocked to hear he was cut. I don't know if something's going on with Vince Young or not. We know about what happened to him in Tennessee. So I don't think he ever bounced back from that. But the guy has a lot of talent. And I thought he was on his way back in, but I see now he's on the way out. And, you know, Rodney, he's not the only one.
Well, no, he's not, you know, but let's just talk about him for a second. He's been cut three times so far.
Right. From the Tennessee three different
Titans. Then, of course, from Philadelphia. Now he's been cut from Buffalo. And I just don't understand it. I mean, it seems like everything kind of changed for him when Steve McNair passed away.
Right.
Of course, in the time of death for Steve McNair and him and Vince Young were apparently close to the time. But things seemed to change then. I mean, he came back, he had a lot of fire up under him. But a guy with that much talent, you know, we've seen what he's able to do when he's really focused on what he has to do. A guy that's under 30, when you got guys in the league, you know, you look at how long Brett Favre played or
right.
Kurt Warner played. And this guy's under 30, and I think he could still come out there and and start for a team, let alone be a backup for a team. But you get traded for Tavares Jackson. I mean, they make a trade for Tavares Jackson after they cut Vince Young. Tavares Jackson is not better than Vince Young, in my opinion. So
no way.
It has to be some type of mental thing, some kind of psychological thing. Is the guy not hustling practice? I mean, you know, you had a perfect situation, like you said, backing up Michael Vick in Philadelphia. If any backup's going to play in the league, it's going to be the guy that backs up Michael Vick.
And it's not hard to be a backup quarterback in NFL. I've seen guys with less talent that's been on the roster for years as a backup. But, I got to agree with you. I think it is mental or psychological. I don't know what's going on with Vince. I don't even know if anybody will pick him up now, you know, after this. Like you said, third team. Who wants him now?
Well, that's my question. First of all, you know, is someone going to take a chance to pick him up, or is his NFL career over? In my opinion, I don't think his NFL career is over. I think it's the team's going to pick him up and give him another chance. I can only hope he takes a chance and run with it. I mean, I like to watch the guy play, and I hope he finally gets his head together, gets in the game, stays focused on football, and really proves some people wrong.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I hope he does. I hope he, you know, makes a comeback. Somebody pick him up. I like to see him play. I'm like you. I'm a big fan of him. But Rodney, Vince Young, I'm going to give you four names, and you tell me how these four guys are not in the NFL at all. I don't know if it's their fault or the league or something they've done, but you got Vince Young, Terrell Owens, Chad Johnson, and Plexico Brett, four talented players that are not even in a league that were on potential teams or could have been on potential teams, not even in the league now. So which one gets a job first?
I think Vince Young gets a job first. That's a good question. Vince Young gets a job first because he's younger. He plays quarterback. I mean, if you're an old wide receiver and can't do it anymore, you just can't do it anymore. You know, and T.O. had his best situation in Seattle. Dropping passes, having an attitude that's been reported in some of the drills and things of that nature, that's going to get you cut. You look at Chad Johnson, we saw Chad physically has lost a step. He can't do what he used to do. He's dropping passes. And when you're that age, you can't drop passes. Plexico Burress, another example of him, he was only good in the red zone, couldn't really do anything else. Can help the Jets out, and no team wants to take a chance on a guy like that.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on this. I think Plexico gets a job before Vince Young. Having said that, because we've seen so many wide receivers just in the preseason that have gone down, two on the Cowboys, two of the starting receivers on the Cowboys are out right now. But, you know, that's a more likely position for somebody to get hurt sooner. Everybody now has a backup quarterback. A potential backup quarterback. I think Plexico gets the job before any of them does.
Well, let me ask you this. With all the people that have gone down, all the wide receiver spots that are available, how come Plexico doesn't have a job yet? How come Terrell Owens hasn't been picked up, but Chad Johnson hasn't been picked up?
Well, Terrell Owens had a job. Chad Johnson had a job. But Plexico hadn't tried, you know, nobody picked him up. Nobody worked him out. I think the guy still has talent. And out of all these guys, he's really the only guy that's faded debt to society. His record has been clean. So he does get a fresh start with somebody. And I think it's all up to him. But, you know, if you had asked me this 2 years ago, that these four guys were not going to be in the league at all, I wouldn't have believed a word you were telling me. But it's a fact now. And I'm just shocked.
Why do you think that is? Why are these guys not, you know, in your opinion, getting a chance to play?
Well, let's look at three of these guys, the wide receivers. We know that's a diva position. The three I name all have big heads, and a lot of it they brought upon themselves. But like I've always said, and we've talked about all the time, no one person is bigger than the game. When you think you're bigger than the game, then you got a problem.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, I mean, we know Terrell Owens had a big head. We know Chad Johnson had a big head. Plexico made a mistake. We know what he did. He took a gun to a nightclub and shot himself. You know. But I think it's just that position, man, the wide receiver position. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you're the go-to guy, you're the glory guy, and most wide receivers are cocky.
Yeah, but I still think Vince Young gets a shot before any of those guys do. I mean, they're old. You know, they can't play anymore. Vince
and
Young,
you know,
still
you got,
play.
And then Jones Drew is out. Mike Wallace just came back. But, you know, this has been a kind of weird preseason.
Well, Jones Drew, he's going to come back. He's got no choice. He's going to have to play for Jacksonville. I mean, he's got no choice. Even
well,
if he wants to go somewhere else, he's got
to
come back and play.
He said he's willing to sit out the whole season. We'll see about that.
Yeah, I doubt that happens seriously. Let's talk about some other football real quick. Let's jump into the NCAA, which gets started this weekend. We finally get some organized football going on, along with high school football, which starts this weekend as well, too. Let me give you the top 10 in the USA Today poll as it stands right now. I got LSU number 1, Alabama 2, USC 3, Oklahoma 4, Oregon 5, Georgia 6, Florida State 7, Michigan 8, and South Carolina 9, and Arkansas 10. That makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams in the top 10 SEC teams. I guess the SEC is still the dominant team, dominant force in college football.
Yeah, and it'll change after next week. Trust me.
Well, you know, they always play the soft schedules, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And I can see LSU as being number one, but I guarantee you in 2 weeks that list is going to be totally different.
Yeah, well, you know, the interesting thing was that Alabama was going to play Michigan right off the bat. That's going to be a big game right off the bat for both
right.
of them.
So, I'm interested to see the new alignments and you know, you got some teams that moved up to different divisions, and a lot of them are not going to be ready for primetime players, and some are going to be ready for primetime players. So I'm interested to see. But I can agree with that top 10 list, but I can also guarantee you this, in 2 weeks, it'll be totally different.
Well, if Michigan can upset Alabama, it will be
right,
totally
right.
different. You know, it'll be
yeah,
totally
it takes
different.
One win and one game.
That's it.
And
that's it.
Right. To change the whole thing. So let's hope these top 10 win the first opening game. And, you know, that's kind of early to be judging it, somebody. I usually hold my judgment until midway the season to see. But this is just people's opinions.
There we go. We want to thank everyone for tuning in to our short show tonight. Man, catch us on Thursday night, same time, same way, 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on rfsportsradio.com. We got a big announcement coming up here in the next few weeks. Want to get you guys to stay tuned. We're actually going to be doing some big, big things. It's going to involve a lot of our fans and listeners out there. Well, you can be involved with not just our radio show, but also involved with our network that we're building as well, too. So huge for that. And, of course, next Tuesday we have our special NFL kickoff show where we finally give our picks and everything. And I get to hear you pick the Broncos and all that good stuff. So,
and they look pretty good this weekend. So did your Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys, I got to admit, they look pretty good. I was surprised. I said they look pretty good. Listen, two things we got to talk about before we go off. Okay? You know who gets a statue in front of in L.A.? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Do you think he deserves it?
Yeah, he deserves one, but does he deserve one before Kobe is the question.
Are you kidding me?
I'm being honest. Yes,
he was a 19 times he was an all-star. 6 championships. 6-time MVP. And you think he changed the way centers play the game. Are you kidding me?
I'm just asking the question, man. Does he deserve one? If he gets one, did Kobe get one?
But Kobe's career is not over yet.
That's not what I'm asking.
I will say this. I think Jerry West should get one before Kobe.
Well, Kareem got one. How come Kobe can't get one?
You didn't hear what I said. I said Jerry West gets one before Kobe.
Jerry West is a logo. I mean, he don't need a statue.
Well, he's got a logo. Why not a statue? But I think he deserves one before Kobe Bryant. And one more thing before we go. The top 100 basketball minds pick which clubs will have the most problems this season. You want to know what they are? Who they are?
Go ahead.
Number one were the Knicks. Number two was Orlando. Number three was Sacramento. Number four, and I was surprised by this, was Chicago Bulls. Number five was the Phoenix Suns. I can see why they don't have Steve Nash anymore. And the sixth team was Philadelphia. And then the number seven spot for the Dallas Mavericks. Do you agree with that list?
I absolutely disagree with that list. Absolutely disagree. Knicks are not going to have that many problems. Philadelphia won't. The Mavericks won't. They're going to surprise a lot of people. And no, I don't agree with that list at all.
What about Orlando?
That should be number one.
Well, they're number two. The Knicks are
number
one. And these are supposed to be the top 100 basketball minds.
It couldn't be because they didn't ask up.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll come up with our list next week. How about that?
Yeah, we'll come up with our list next week. Until then, we thank everyone for tuning in. Sports talk from a fan's perspective. You're tuned in to RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com.